And thank you so much for keeping it locked to RCI. And right now, Letla, we have a team in the building. We have Drama Queen, we have C4, and Lady Kiki, because Iwa cannot make it today. He has some stuff to take care of. People, I'm about to read the letter. But before I do that, there was one that I meet, Team RCI. Hey, Lakwa Mingo in the house. Morella, that was the first one. Morella locked in. Sorry about that, Morella. We got a little too excited.
All right.
All right.
Let's get it in.
Hold on, let me breathe. Let me breathe before I read this. Breathe. Right. Good day, guys. I'm in this situation, and I would love to hear from you and the caller's views on this. Me and my boyfriend has been in a relationship for 2 years, 8 months. When we met each other, he told me he just had a baby, but the relationship is not working out. We continued speaking to each other, spending time with each other after work until we started sleeping with each other. When his baby mother got to know about us, she confronted us. He said, "We have nothing going on." Mind you, when she came with her cousins to beat me. I'm here saying, watch that. Look, I leave America to get jumped in St. Lucia for a man. But anyways, we continued with our relationship because he said the girl is just upset we're together and confirmed they're no longer together. Uh-huh. It was time for me to go back to the USA. So I left. I told him I will be back so we can go get his visa to come over to be there with me.
Yeah, me take away.
Big things. When I left, we were good a few days. When I left, we were good. A few days after calling his phone, always off. I found it strange. But his excuse was his phone not good.
Story.
I said, okay, I will send you one. I decided to come back home without letting him know. Mm-hmm. When he saw me, he was surprised. But hey, I'm coming home to my man. I'm happy. So, 3 days after, he went to pick up the child, since it was his week, because they're co-parenting. 4 hours, no man coming back. I'm here waiting on him to go to the hospital. The man not answering his phone. I'm like, what's going on? When he finally answered, I asked, what's wrong? I've been calling. I need to go to the hospital. He said he has to take his child to the hospital as well. So I said, come pick me up. He said, no, the mother will not like that. I'm like, your baby mother will not like it. I am your woman. Yes, but I respect her. That's what he said. Yes, but I respect her. So I'm saying, so he don't respect me? No answer anyway. I went to the hospital. Getting there, the baby mother will say she needs to have a word with me. I took it outside. She started talking. The guy and I, and that's the baby mother, the guy and I have been having sex for 6 months now. And we have been doing it twice for the day. I was like, really? She was like, yes. He came crying to me, let's work out, I'm sorry, don't leave. Me feeling sorry for the guy, I accepted his apology. I forgave him and continued working on the relationship.
That's it, my girl. Fight for your love.
The baby mother was upset. We had to travel. She got upset, saying she will not have the child. For his birthday this year, I gave him a trip to come to the USA with me. After 1 week of being here, he said he will stay. He said to the baby mother that he will not be coming back home. Yet the girl got so upset. To me, it's stupid. The guy takes care of his child. Now she wants to get close to him. Now she knows I'm carrying his baby. But the thing is, I don't like what is going on between them right now. She feels like it's okay for her to call any time in the night. 3 a.m. in the morning when she gets back in from going out. When I talk about it with them, she finds there is nothing wrong. Oh, he was her man before, so she can do what she wants. And I can't stop it. And if I want to try her, bring it on. So I said to her, you share a child, I respect that. But your communication should be about the child, not calling him 3 a.m. in the morning. If it's not an emergency for the child. You have a flat tire. You fix it. You don't call him all in the USA to tell him you have a flat tire. What can he do for you? The child is not even in the vehicle telling him she misses him and let's work it out. I'm on my last straw. What do you all think I should do?
Breathe. We do a second reading. We're
gonna do a second reading.
Sifo, you okay?
Get ready to call, guys.
You okay? I'm good. Grieving? You okay?
I am.
Hey, I see Sifo do something there. I'm just checking on him, guys. You okay?
All right.
All right, a second read. Good day, guys. I'm in this situation, and I would like to hear you on the caller's views on this. Me and my boyfriend has been in a relationship for 2 years, 8 months. When we met each other, he told me he just had a baby, but the relationship is not working out. We continue speaking to each other, spending time with each other after work, until we started sleeping with each other. When his baby mother got to know about us, she confronted us. He said, "We have nothing going on." Mind you, when she came with her cousins to beat me. I'm here saying, watch that. Look, I leave America to get jumped in St. Lucia for a man. But anyways, we continued with our relationship because he said the girl is just upset we're together and confirmed they no longer together. It was time for me to go back to the U.S., so I left. I told him I will be back so we can go get his visa to come over to be there with me. When I left, we were good. A few days after, calling his phone always off, I found it strange. But his excuse was his phone not good. I said, okay, I will send you one. I decided to come back home without letting him know. When he saw me, he was surprised. But hey, I coming home to my man. I'm happy. 3 days after, he went to pick up the child since it was his week because there's co-parenting. 4 hours, no man coming back. I'm here waiting him to go to the hospital. Man not answering his phone. I'm like, what's going on? When he finally answered, I asked, what's wrong? I've been calling. I need to go to the hospital, he said. He said he has to go to the hospital with his child as well. So I said, come pick me up. He said, no, the mother will not like it. I'm like, your baby mother will not like it? Am I not your woman? He said, yes, but I respect her. So? And then she thought, so you don't respect me? No answer. Anyway, I went to the hospital. Getting there, the baby mama will say she needs to have a word with me. I took it outside. She started talking. The guy and I have been having sex for 6 months now, and we have been doing it twice for the day. I was like, really? She was like, yes. He came crying to me. Let's work it out. Let's work us out. I'm sorry. Don't leave. Me feeling sorry for the guy, I accepted his apology. I forgave him and continued working on the relationship. The baby mama was upset. The baby mama was upset we had to travel. She got upset saying she will not have the child. For his birthday this year, I gave him a trip to come to the USA with me. After 1 week of being here, he said he will stay. He said to the baby mother that he will not be coming home, yet the girl got upset. To me, it's stupid. The guy takes care of his kid. Now she wants to get close to him. Now she knows I'm carrying his baby. But the thing is, I don't like what is going on between them right now. She feels it's okay for her to call any time in the night. 3 a.m. in the morning when she gets back in from going out. When I talk about it with them, she finds there is nothing wrong. Oh, he was her man before. She can do what she wants and I can't stop it. And if I want to try her, bring it on. So I said to her, y'all share a child. I respect that. But your communication should be about the child, not calling him at 3 a.m. in the morning if it's not an emergency for the child. You have a flat tire, you fix it. You don't call him all in the U.S. to tell him you have a flat tire. What can he do for you? The child is not even in the vehicle. Telling him she misses him and let's work it out. I am on my last straw. What do y'all think I should do?
Okay, guys, so that's your letter for this afternoon. The numbers to dial 4523046 or the WhatsApp 1758-724-0008.
I should put you in the mic here, man. You want to sit in my chair? Mama!
So the phone is ringing.
If you hear that, I think Drama Queen should just host Let La moving forward and you should co-host. Let Iowa be the co-host.
Tomorrow, CI.
Hey!
Good day, guys.
I can only
this
imagine.
Letter is very interesting.
I could only imagine the chat room. I'm just there going through the call.
This letter is very interesting. First to begin with, writer.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on your pregnancy. Mm. But if I were you, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have put myself in that situation.
Mm. Why?
Knowing.
See, for start.
Go ahead.
Knowing you that already going on with the guy. And furthermore, I believe the guy should put his feet down.
With who?
His child mother.
He seemed to be encouraging it.
Exactly. So he need to put his feet down.
Exactly.
Let the child mother know, okay, hey, we were together, we shared child, I've moved on. I have somebody, you need to respect that. There are certain things you can and cannot do in terms of calling me for all.
And not just
even concerning the child. I mean, come on.
She said she had a discussion with them. Keep them. You have a discussion with your man. And I don't have a discussion running with you.
I guess she's been a woman. She's talking to a lady. Woman to woman.
No, but after a time, but you're threatening to come and just bring it on? No. I'm talking to my man.
That's where the man comes in. He needs to put his foot down and let the child mother know. She cannot disrespect his woman.
Exactly.
Right. You said you went, you forgive the man. Why you got...
No, yeah. Let me tell you.
I tell you, making me scream. Forgive the man for what? Right. So the woman literally told you they've been having sex twice.
And she wasn't mad. She came and she actually just...
And you forgive them for that?
I respect that. I respect it. Yeah, We have a call. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. You're tuned into Let La. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm sure I'm a lady.
I'm so disappointed this afternoon.
Why you call her
AA? Oh, God, I am disappointed.
Why?
Let's say
that
why.
That story just seems too obvious. Obviously, he's still with the woman. Why she have to tell a man to tell a woman? That don't make sense to me.
I know, right?
Why she have to tell him to put his baby mama in check? Me, as your woman, I don't have to have any conversation with your child mother. You have to put your child mother in check.
Mm-hmm. Colin, let me ask you a question. At what point do you think she should have, if she had to make a decision to back off, if it was you, at which point would you back off?
Was it the first, what was the first incident?
Well, first, you know, when
she went back to the U.S.?
No, that prior to that, there was something prior to that. Was it the hospital?
No, the
two of them, she met him when he had just had the baby, and he's saying that things were on a rocky thing.
It wasn't working out, yeah.
It wasn't working out. They were going out still. Then they start sleeping together, and then the baby mama confronted them, and he said at that point in time they were not having nothing.
I think that would have been the first sign.
And she went along with it. No, we don't have nothing. We're strictly platonic.
Yeah, that was the first. I think that was her first red flag she should have seen and see exit stage left.
Mm-hmm. Left, right in the center.
Because I cannot understand that. Why we don't have nothing? You're afraid of your child mother?
No, he's not afraid.
It's a secret.
That's his woman.
The child mother? It looked like he's still afraid of her because she's calling at 3 o'clock and he's taking the call.
But
as
that's
if,
what
you know,
I'm saying.
He
go I be, say that woman is
not afraid. He's not afraid of her. That's the man.
Or maybe his mother that day and he lie and says his child mother.
No, but I guess. Like, I don't believe so far. Come on.
All that concern, what you do you not peace?
I agree.
I don't understand. The man never left that woman.
That's right.
You really think so, Hola?
He never left her.
No, but what if they have a child together? The child is living with the child mother. So probably sometimes he answer the phone missing because it's probably an emergency. And then when the conversation persists, it's probably not about the child.
They don't have no emergency.
Okay, so
an emergency, that's what you're calling it?
I speak to you, you don't tell me it's an emergency. At that point, I'm not telling you. Why are you calling me? You don't see I'm on the bed with my woman. I as a man, to me, I'm not a man, but if I were a man, I would tell a woman, don't call me at that time.
3 o'clock in the morning?
3 o'clock in the morning, I lay down by my woman, she'll stay in. And you're calling me about
that? That's because he's encouraging it.
Exactly.
And I'm entertaining you? And I say,
and to me, he don't have no respect for his new woman. But people will say, but you know, you at the start you had encouraged, so I don't know.
Let's go along.
You wanted to go along. Let's go along.
Is one day taking?
Is what?
One day you have to put your foot down. One day, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 second. She had to put her foot down and say, I'm not taking that again. Pick a side.
But what point would you have backed off?
From the first time when she confronted me to beat me up.
Yes, sister, with her cousins.
I would have exited stage left at that point.
Right and in the center.
Because, first of all, you did not defend me, one.
Yes!
That showed
me
your intention right there and then.
You did not defend.
You did not defend. You did not speak to your child and say, but, right, whatever her name is, Jackie, we don't have nothing. I'm a big man. Let me live my life.
Point. And then it was at that point you would have back off.
At that point, I would have exited stage left.
You like that phrase, exit stage left.
It's not going to be that day.
All right, Colin.
And
you've been
it
awesome.
Just seems to me as if the writer, you're doing too much. You're not supposed to be doing all of that for
no, but okay. Notice there's a new factor in it. It's not no longer just. Oh, she just now like baby mama now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
she's pregnant, so it's a new. That's
the
a
drama
new.
Has just
that's
well,
a new.
Well, it's either she accepts this as number two. She does a side chicky.
Oh, you she's still the side chick.
She's the side chick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the writer's still the side chick.
Mm-hmm. She's just the side chick that giving the
even once they up in the side chick okay. that giving the.
My sister looks like chicken. A man still like his child, his baby mama. Eh?
Let me turn off that mic.
She's a side chick. She is either she accept her place as number two, or move on with her life and get somebody that'll make her number one.
Okay. All right then, caller. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Bye. You know what I believe? I believe that the how should I call her? The side chick, the writer. Okay, writer. I believe you. Yes, you love the guy. You want to do better for him. My thinking, you shouldn't have brought him to the U.S.
I want to figure out what's going to the U.S.
You know what's going to happen?
You think it's the sex?
You know what's going to happen when you... okay, he's up there. Then you'll plan on getting his papers. What's going to happen? Eventually, he'll send for his child mother.
Mama.
That's how it does start.
That is how it does start. Not even me and I. That's how it starts. Maybe they discussed their whole thing already.
Exactly. He's doing it for the papers. And they just said
she figured, okay, you try and take my man I've done it for me. Let's see it happen to you. Ah, payback and revenge.
And that's the worst situation to be in because look now, she's pregnant. You cannot take on all those kind of stress, that kind of drama.
Don't mind us there talking, people. Feel free to call in and also WhatsApp as well, 724-0008. 724-008. I think we have something here. It says the writer sounds so desperate, so many red flags, and she still make baby for the man. Woman, take what you get. You broke up with the child. You broke up the child's mother's chance to make back with her child's father. You understand? The time when she approached her at the hospital and telling her, "Well, we've been having sex." I would have never said it like that. I would have said, "Well, we are back together. Is a relationship just about sex?" Anyway, that's how people treat it. What you thinking about drama queen?
The writer should just move on. Yes.
Because it looks like she have the upper hand.
Yeah.
She already have, she have the dinero. She have the dinero. She was ready to send on a phone. But no, don't send down the phone. I'm going to send myself down.
You forgive the guy. Yes, you send down the phone.
She come down with the phone.
She came to him. She came to him unexpected. And you calling the guy. Yes, he looks surprised. You calling the guy. He's not even answering. Come on. That's the next sign. You calling him. He's not answering. He said his phone not good. That's a story.
That's a story. Somebody say, what a boyo. The man was waiting for the baby mama to cure. That's could be. Say. The Savlon water soaking the stitches before he could again. That's in the chat room. I think when I ask, look at what Brian Esner said. Yes, people, we are taking your call. Oh, the writer. This one says the guy is looking for his green card from the writer. Right, so you hear that? It would be interesting to know how long after did she offer and start talking about bringing him up there.
Sifo, what's your take?
Sifo, you are waiting on it. Don't mind us there, you know.
Well, you know, it's like you said, he was being honest about the relationship is not working out and stuff. I think she needs to have a conversation with a man. Find out what's really...
Who was being honest? The guy?
He said
that it was not working out.
Well, the relationship with his child mother is not working out.
That's what you always say.
You honestly think it wasn't working out?
That's what they always say.
Well, you're in the US now with your boyfriend as well, so... I mean... Boundaries need to be set at certain points of time. You know, you can have people calling at 3 a.m. in the morning.
That's right.
Although, you know, our time frame is a bit different. So.
Which time frame? Between New York and here?
Well, we don't know what country they're in. This is the US. We don't know what country.
New York.
So, so basically, I mean, I'm not blaming the guy for taking the call because obviously he has a child down in St. Lucia. And we could never tell what really going on. Although she found out it was, well, the conversation wasn't about the child, but...
Yeah, she just say she there telling him how I miss you and let's work it out. I would like to know what is he responding.
And if my child is playing, what would I call my child father and tell him my child flat at that time of the night?
No, but sometimes you're not maybe expecting a call talking about a flat tire. You know, so anyway,
and
let's go to the phone.
You keep eating hang up. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to Letla. First time caller?
No, first time caller.
Okay, all right. Yes, we listened to you.
Well, you can't blame the fella, because like the man told the one that's overseas, he and his child are going for some problems. You never see to break up, eh?
Ah.
They're going for some problems.
There's a certain time he actually went back and told them we're not together.
Females, y'all less misunderstand us when we speak to y'all, you know? You less understand.
So you really think a woman will take a whole man, a whole one, and just bring him up there for his green card?
I don't blame the man because, like I told you, he didn't even pick up his child mother. And even when, again, what the writer supposed to understand, if she herself got confronted by the child mother and everything, so it says that something's still going on, right?
Right.
So,
at what point? In the hospital or before that?
The time just going to jump out with the sister, cousin, whatever it was.
Oh, no, that time he had never denied. She knew that they were together. It's just that they were supposed to have been on the rocks. He denied it. He said in front of her that they don't have nothing together. But I was like,
yeah, but that's what I'm telling you. So if the man was going to take it serious, and you're sleeping with each other already, and if the man confront him and he denied it, so what I'm saying, he's still saying something. Now,
her cousins were there waiting to beat her up. That could not get real out of
hand. Again, is your female again not understanding? But nothing wrong that I may say, if the man's child mother still clinging, she's still onto him. Because that happens, you know, it's hard for her to let go sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah, so I feel what she have to do is just speak to the man more often. You understand? And, well, again, the man kind of cut communications with the child because I assume he's a baby, you understand? So obviously they have to communicate.
Yeah.
Caller, we're not saying to cut communication. There is supposed to be a limit.
Yeah, but then again, like I tell you, it's again, females again, you know, you feel emotions, you know, you'll tend to say you'll understand.
You say
for instance, in the beginning of any relationship with a female, say for instance, you have your woman already, they understand that.
Okay, caller, I have a question for you.
Change again.
we're getting too emotional about the man. Okay.
Caller, I have a question for you. If you were in that situation,
as the man, what would you do?
And you, in that situation, you going over, you're supposed to be leaving the island and stuff, and your child mother is, you know, calling you 24/7 and stuff. What would you have done? What would you say to her?
Yeah, well, if I was just thinking the female I have right now, the person I wish, even if I'm in the States, you know, they understand, man can do their own thing. So it's based on how serious I'm taking her. If I'm taking her that serious, I'll not cut ties with my child mother.
Oh, really? Okay.
You up in the US, she pregnant for you,
We fly women over the whole world. There's nothing for us. You can do that for us. There's nothing.
I'm learning something new today.
Yeah, man. So I have learned something.
We could just carry a child for you. Pick me up. Man got that.
But seriously, you should bring it up to the state. That's nothing. We don't put females all the time. So again, if she proved to be wife material, and then the man will let go, what have we let go for? Because remember, we are letting go of what we have unless we know you're all wife material, eh? You understand?
Wow. So even if the new woman...
No, she can do all that she can do. Even if she knew, we'll be hunting. We are hunters. We'll still hunt. Unless we get what we want, that's when we're settling down. We're giving up. That's when the GoPro coming in and everything.
That means you want your child mother, but yet still you still want the help from the woman overseas.
Yeah. So believe me, Sam, when the child born, she's pregnant. Sam, when the child born, things change. a bond started sharing him deeper. And then again, she changed her ways. Of course, I telling you, you change for him, you change for her. But then, unless you don't see her on that kind of level, you'll not do that, my brother, because your child might be better than her.
Yeah,
you never know.
I don't want to scream.
Okay, Connor.
Yeah, he has a point. He has a point.
Yeah.
So, yourself.
So, yeah, man, he has a point.
So the point of she bringing up to the state and green cat thing, we always know for females, Diana thing, give us the green cat, Diana thing. But,
you're like going to choke.
Okay, yeah, Connor, you've been wonderful.
You know, being serious. And letting go of his child mother on that kind of level of he, like, just being, just co-parenting. You have to find out he the person she has good qualities first, man. We tell them go good people for people like this temporary. You never know, you understand?
Okay, caller, you've been wonderful.
So wait, one question. What do you suggest to the new baby mama? What are you telling her? What I want to know,
well,
what you telling her?
Show more love, that's a show us more love, yo. We're letting more love sometimes, you know?
That's not showing, that's not genuine love,
though. If the child mother come in 3 in the morning, that means she has no mind, eh? Then she better call me for the day. Show us more love, man. And we'll take it up in.
Okay, right, caller.
Yeah. All right, stay blessed.
I'm going to
okay, guys, the
guys,
lines
we need
are
to
open.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we're taking some more. I think I need some oxygen. I need to breathe before we say anything else.
He's the only one. R. C. I. There is no competition. 101 number one.
Calling all ladies and kids. Access is thrilled to announce stunning new arrivals exclusively for you at our Baywalk location. Discover the latest fashion trends, exclusive designs, and must-have accessories that will elevate your style. And here's the best part. While you explore the new arrivals, our Castries brand still has a jaw-dropping 50% off. Yes, you heard it right. 50% off at our Castries brands for ladies and kids. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Visit our Baywalk store today and indulge in the fashion paradise that is Access. Happy shopping!
And my girl, you know what they say about Frisissimos, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Frisissimos?
My girl, you know what they say about Frisissimos?
Boy, that Simos makes you score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Frutsissimos? Apart from tasting great, Frutsissimos is full of natural goodness your body needs. Simos is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Simos is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Frutsissimos. Unless you say something else.
Frutsissimos, you know what they say.
Thank you so much for keeping it locked right here on RCI. Right now we are on Let Laugh. Again, a reminder, it's C4 Queen, Drama Queen, and Lady Kiki in the house because Iowa is out. We have read the, I think when it's about 1:15, I'll read it again.
Okay.
Let me remind you that the lines are open for 523046. 4523046. Our WhatsApp platform is 7240008. Okay, I need to read this one off of WhatsApp. Writer, first off, what a wow. You ignore the people who know this tube sign and you drag the, do I say that?
Toot-toot.
The toot-toot and make him plug you too. What's this man's role in your life? Seems like someone you have adopted or you have sole custody of. In the words of Biddy Man, pick me in a hole, no man. My dear, you don't sound like a side chick, but more like a sugar mama.
Well, yes. Yes, whoa, yes, yes. Wait. Because he's looking for all the help he can get. Like I said,
on
he's
which
looking
side?
For his green card. So as long as he has the green card, yes, he knows he has a child in the state. Mrs. I'm going to fight for my child, mother, my son, or my daughter, you know? 452-3046, 452-3046. And always ensure, if you're calling for the first time, let us know that you're a first time caller. The last caller.
He sounds like the man in the situation.
Yeah, it sounds like it was him. I'm telling you, the man, I think Ben called from the US to tell us his side of the story.
Joking. Don't come for me.
He called from over there to tell his side of the story. He just ain't tell us it's him. All right, 2 years and she already writing a letter. You don't see you and the man have a problem.
I don't think it's the man.
Well,
that
we had an 8 months one here, so. this one says there's so many single men in the US and St. Lucia.
Really think at this point is the man that has the problem?
But you chose to pick. You chose to pick a man with a baby mama. Shame on you. Yeah. Oh, this one was the writer sounds so desperate. So many red flags, and she still makes a baby for the man. Woman, take what you get. I think I read that already. Yes. So yeah, like y'all said, that looks sounded like the man. The man called to tell his side of the story, and he just ain't tell us that yet. Let's check out what's happening in the chat room. My man will still call me after you buy him a new phone.
Wow.
See, my man here, you have the audacity to take him to the US without me. Hey. So you really think she'd take you have the audacity to take him with him? Yes. So
because my man and I are one. So if you like my man, you gotta go with
so
me.
So based on that comment that just came from WhatsApp there, I want to know what about this guy has them so hooked. The sex? Why are you looking
at
Sifo?
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing? Because that seems to what he has to his name right now.
Does he not bring anything to the table?
Based on what it sounds like, he's not bringing anything else to the table. So, it'd have to be the sex.
Come on, people. You need to wake up. It's not all about the sex.
So your advice to this lady, again... Right. No, wait. So, let's give your advice to the man first. Okay, let me remind the people. 452-30. Somebody says it's the sex. 452-30-46. 452-30-46. When it's about quarter, somebody's asking to read the letter again. So the person say, put me in the chat room. Put me in the chat room. The chat room is on the live. You have to go to Facebook on our RCI page and under there.
The WhatsApp platform.
Yeah, the person said they want to read too. Somebody says it's the sex.
If you're calling outside of St. Lucia, 1-758-724-0008.
Okay.
Come on, guys. The line is open.
Yeah, my courier for that. All right. So 452-3046. 452-3046. The chat room. People want to know where the chat room is. That chat room is not on WhatsApp, people. It is on Facebook. Go and look for the official page of RCI. It is on under the live. All excitement. Everything going on there. I'm looking for some of the other comments under there. Yes. So let's. Oh, I didn't read Stephanie. Oh, I don't want to read Stephanie. I don't want to read yours. Huh? You see you. When it's quarter past, we're going to read that letter again. People are requesting to read the letter. Yes, we most definitely
guys,
have to read that letter
call.
Again.
Guys, please call. We want to hear what you guys have to say about today's letter.
Let me hear what you have to say about it. What's your advice to the man?
Okay.
Look, she go blast.
Tom. I'm addressing as Tom.
Tom.
John Doe.
Not Dick or Harry.
John Doe. John Doe, it looks like you're there for what you can get. That's exactly what's going on. He wants his green card. That's why he got her pregnant.
Really? So
yeah, of course. It's not like he wants a child with the girl.
Oh, so that's leverage.
He did it. Because, to make her think that, okay... I love young to be there.
I'm going to that's my attachment. Mind. Yeah.
St. Lucia, his child mother, his child. That's where his heart is.
Mm.
So, right, sir, if that's what you're doing, you want your green card, go for it. That's what you want, go for it. But I don't believe you should have the lady there, the one that took you up, and then at the end of the day, you'll be hurting her because it will not be fair. Because she will say that, you know, you use her, she's trying to help you out, and then that's what she got in return.
Hmm.
So if you're doing your thing, do it smarter than that, please. Right, sir? Oh, boy. Love, love, love. The word love. The word love.
You didn't hear what
that's
they call
I
her a while ago.
Word love, you know.
You
the
must be on love. A sugar mama.
The word love making you do so many things that, you like, you know, you're there and then you're just doing things. Why? Like, you don't even, like, you're not even thinking. That is exactly what the writer is. Because there are so many flags, red flags.
Let and me tell on, you.
She's like, she just brushing them off. Like, okay, doesn't matter.
Sister, it wasn't a carnival. It was red flags, okay? This one says, these men does say all they need to hear to get what they want. He tell her lines to keep swiping his dick. Sadly, she fell for most of it blindly. Leave the man and run. I don't think sister want to hear that, huh? Sis, what you want us to tell you? To write a legal letter to the baby
at
mama?
At the moment, he's up here, right? He's in the States.
He's in the States, taking the 3 down. O'clock.
No, she needs to send him down, send him down, send him down. Or have them to deport him.
After she that invite him?
It doesn't matter.
They will all not eyes on her after that, eh?
So, she doesn't need the child father anyways.
Well, yes, clearly, she only needs him for...
That's right.
This one says, caught between two lovers, feeling like a fool. I'm not going to read the rest. I'm not going to read the rest of what you said. We are talking on air. All right, so it's exactly 4:15, and we're going to go through that letter again. Okay, we're going to go through and read that letter again. Right, it says, good day, guys. I'm in this situation, and I would like to hear you and the caller's views on this. Me and my boyfriend has been in a relationship for 2 years, 8 months. When we met each other, he told me he just had a baby. But the relationship is not working out. We continue speaking to each other, spending time with each other after work, until we started sleeping with each other. When his baby mother got to know about us, she confronted us. He said we have nothing going on. Mind you, when she came with her cousins to beat me. I'm here saying, watch that. Look, I leave America to get jumped in St. Lucia for a man. But anyways, we continued with our relationship because he said the girl is just upset we're together and confirm they're no longer together. It was time for me to go back to the USA. So I left. I told him I will be back so we can go get his visa to come over to me to be there with me. When I left, we were good. A few days after calling, his phone always off. I found it strange. But his excuse was his phone not good. I said, okay, I will send you one. I decided to come back home without letting him know. When he saw me, he was surprised. But hey, I'm coming home to my man. I'm happy. 3 days after, he went to pick up the child, since it was his week, because they're co-parenting. 4 hours, no man. Co-parenting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
4 hours, no man coming back. I'm here awaiting him to go to the hospital. Man not answering his phone. I'm like, what's going on? When he finally answered, I asked, what's wrong? I've been calling. I need to go to the hospital. He said he has to take his child to the hospital as well. So I said, come pick me up. He said, no, the mother will not like it. I'm like, your baby mother will not like it? Am I not your woman? He said, yes, but I respect her. So you don't respect me? No answer. Anyway, I went to the hospital. Getting there, the baby mother will say she needs to have a word with me. I took it outside. She started talking. The guy and I have been having sex for 6 months now, and we have been doing it twice for the day. Sister gave the number of times about. I was like, really? She was like, yes. He came crying to me. Let's work on us. Let's work out. I'm sorry. Don't leave. Me feeling sorry for the guy, I accepted his apology. I forgave him and continued working on the relationship. The baby mama was so upset. We had to travel. She got upset saying she will not have the child. For his birthday this year, I gave him the trip to come to the USA with me after 1 week of being here. Sorry. For his birthday this year, I gave him the trip to come to the USA with me. After 1 week of being here, he said he will stay. He said to the baby mother that he will not be coming home, yet the girl got upset. To me, it's stupid. The guy takes care of his child. Now she wants to get close to him now. She knows I'm carrying his baby. But the thing is, I don't like what is going on between them. Now she feels it's okay for her to call any time in the night. 3 a.m. in the morning when she gets back in from going out. When I talk about it with them, she finds there is nothing wrong. Oh, he was her man before. She can do what she wants and I can't stop it. And if I want to try her, bring it on. So I said to her, y'all share a child and I respect that. But your communication should be about the child, not calling him at 3 a.m. in the morning if it's not an emergency for the child. You have a flat tire, you fix it. You don't call him all in the U.S. to tell him you have a flat tire. What can he do for you? The child is not even in the vehicle. Telling him she misses him and let's work it out. I'm on my last straw. What do y'all think I should do? End of letter.
Guys, the lines are open.
4523046.
4523046. You can call in outside of St. Lucia, 1757240008.
0008. Yeah, we love to hear you.
We want to hear your take. I mean, discuss what you guys. Come on, guys.
People are messaging, sending messages, but you can make the call.
Your voices.
And honestly, this time around, I would love to hear the men.
Yes.
Dear men, I want y'all to call, please. 4523046. I want to hear the men.
If I come now, yes, you don't know I'm coming now, but I'm here. I called you. I told you I'm here. And I need to go to the hospital. Come on. We have a caller.
Okay, so we have a caller. Good afternoon, caller. How are you doing?
I'm well and yourself, Team RCI.
Hey!
I said I wasn't calling, but...
No, I want you to call in. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is, right, it's crazy because he wants to have his cake and eat it. Like, mm-hmm. We understand it.
Well, he's having it and eating it, eh?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. He also realized that he has a woman that would probably go over and beyond for him. Because no he already what. Know what this girl is going to do, right? And this is the current girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
First red flag, like everybody was saying, was when... Now, the baby mama, I'm not going to lie, she beats her. Now, we know how that goes in our culture, or yeah, maybe in all cultures, if I can generalize and say it like that. Clearly, she realized that the people are together. Obviously, the girl is not here, so baby mama, baby daddy doing their thing, because, of course, when the cat is away, the mice will play, right?
Right.
And so approaching the girl at the hospital and telling her, you're not just telling the girl you're doing it, you're telling her how many times you're doing it?
Yes,
why do
sir.
We do that?
You don't have to be a lie, you know,
to be spiteful.
Whether it was a lie or not.
Hold on, hold on.
Regardless.
You know that could be a lie, you know.
It could be, but it doesn't matter.
It wasn't a lie. Exactly. Lie about what? The sex or the number of times you're doing it a day?
Either. It could be, we don't know, right?
Exactly.
It could be the truth. It could be a lie. We don't know.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's coming from the baby mama directly to her, it was not done because it was done so you can leave. It was done to hurt you. It was done so you can drop, you understand?
Move and he come back crying.
Exactly. All right. Because again, the man not stupid. He knows what it is that he's getting. So tell me if you're going to leave the sushi for the balao. I like balao. But I'm just saying, right? Would you leave? You understand? So in his mind, that's how he's seeing it, because obviously, and again, like he himself said, he respects his baby mama, right? He respects the baby mother. And so that in itself alone should have told her. And if she's listening, it will tell you exactly where you fall in this man's life. Because if you are willing to ruin your current relationship, and I'm not saying that we should not co-parent and be, you know, cordial, and we should not be respectful, but then at the end of the day, if this is your current girlfriend, clearly something didn't work. That's why the two of you broke up.
Right.
But now you're willing to destroy what we have for what? He blatantly told her. He tell her, you understand, I respect her. Isn't that what he said when he was going to the hospital?
Yes.
Exactly. So, my dear, I said, highly recommend you move on with your life, because unless...
Because apparently he's very good at co-parenting.
Right. I mean, he's too good at co-parenting.
A little too good.
Right. But, you know, you it's all well and good if you co-parenting, but he has to put boundaries. And if there's no boundaries, then it's not going to work, because this man will continue to walk over you. He'll continue to take advantage of you. When he has to go back to St. Lucia, if he decides one week, and you say you're not going back again. So he likes the life he's living there, right? Right. You're ready to destroy. So, of course, the child's mother will do everything in her power now to cause disruption, because she's not physically there to do it, but she will do it in other ways.
Let me ask a question, Colin. Do you believe that these two, the initial baby mama and this guy, are coordinating to ensure when he gets his green card to send for baby mama?
Really?
Boy, I don't know. It's a very Jamaican move. Sorry. But
that's a very Jamaican move.
I really don't know. You understand? And that could be. Maybe. And again,
and
we don't
feels
know,
so
right?
bold-faced and brazen about it.
Right. Maybe he genuinely likes this girl. Again, you understand?
Which one?
The current girlfriend. Maybe he does, but again, he still wants to have his cake and eat it. So I don't know if he's going to plot and say, "Boy, as soon as I get that, he could do that." We never know, right?
Or like he can't make up his mind.
Say that again.
He can't make up his mind.
No, but he's getting the best of both worlds. Why would he? If I get in the best of both worlds, isn't that how we all operate?
Yeah,
if we get in the best of both worlds, we're not going to leave.
Why
it?
Buy the cow if you can get in the milk for free?
Oh, why? Exactly.
Okay.
So, my dear, move on with your life. Well, she now just consider yourself a single parent, because now you're pregnant. And babies don't keep men. Like, I don't know why women don't understand or don't get that through their head, that babies don't keep men. So just move on with your life. Tell yourself you're a single mother. And that's a toxic situation. And especially if you're going to have a child come into that. That's not what we want for our future generation.
Yeah, and that's what gets to be, you know, is when the children get caught up in that melee.
Exactly, because now you have an innocent child who's already on this earth who didn't ask to be here.
And another one
in
on
the middle of this, and another one on the way.
Yep.
And people wonder why people do what they do with all the trauma that we're creating.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Anyway. Thank you, Cora.
You've been wonderful.
Thank you. All right, somebody says, Team RCI.
Hey.
This is absurd. The man denied you were an item in front of his child mother. Hey, now it's to prevent her from getting beaten. My cousin, sweet. There you are furnishing him when I haven't seen him do anything to claim the relationship.
Good point.
You too fast, writer. The man has been seen opportunity. He will become an opportunist. The man has to sort out this saga. That's not your role. I agree. Good afternoon, Koala. You are on. Thank you so much for tuning into Wet Law.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
So, personally,
mate is a red flag to me. And sometimes you say you have respect for the baby mother, and then you ask him if he has respect for you, he can't answer you. That's a red flag. So she should just leave mate alone. There are enough men on the earth, to be very honest. And I find mate just, because I mean, if you, that's your baby mother, if you're not related to your child, you should not have no relation. If you're not together and you're in a whole new relationship with a child on the way.
Mind so you, she was the new woman was the side chick, eh?
But you see, that's making it even worse. Because you are the side chick, you are a woman. What's your secret with you now? Mm. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
It's about where?
Eh? Let's say see for you. I was waiting for that man.
Call her the actual.
Why?
Of course.
The actual.
The actual. Why?
Change.
Why you say
yeah,
that?
There are people who change. I mean, sometimes you're in a relationship with somebody and it's not really working out, you know? But you don't know how to tell them.
Whether it's working out or not working out, you know? They just have the habit. Hey.
It's taking more energy to cheat.
It's taking more energy to cheat.
Well, yeah, well.
So, alone.
At what point in time in the whole thing that you heard there, if it was you, would you have backed out as the U.S. lady?
Well, I live from the part about the hospital. From time I need to go to the hospital, exactly. And that whole drama happened, I was living with alone.
Right.
Because how I pronounce with your child, you don't know what happened to me. I have to go to the hospital, and I can't get alone.
What do you think about the woman confronting her? I mean, you initially he tell you all had nothing. Now you're coming back and whatever. You had your whole cousin crew, you know, ready to beat me up.
Personally, that's not true. She's very disgusting. I find because why you that clearly you can see she's very toxic. Eh?
Which one?
I've been in a relationship before.
The initial baby mama.
The baby, yes.
Oh, there's the fact that she confronted herself to tell her that, hey, we having sex twice a day.
I don't think she's toxic.
Sometimes she give all them details. It's said in a spiteful way. If he was, you know how they like to come as a woman already. If he was a kid, really, she trying to tell you, like, okay, we having relationship, but I know you had a relationship as well with the man. You know, I understand that. But you tell her all kind of details. That's just to be spiteful. That not making any sense.
Yeah.
And then they have now two children involving that.
Well, one and away.
Yeah, I agree, because when I read that part and I was like twice a day, I was like, okay, I needed to know all of that.
Oh, exactly.
Like, it didn't make a big difference if it was once a week or twice a day.
The point is it happening.
Yeah.
She was just trying
I don't know.
One,
it's like it almost came across as if, you know, she's mistaking that for love. So because the man having sex with you twice
exactly,
a day,
like means you're not learning
he
about
love you more than me. And like,
you know when that'll be green and what the guy will be saying?
Well, that's our next story. Next story. Because
maybe the green cat coming. And she laughing cake, yeah.
Twice a day she hearing the green cat coming.
Of course. My man, not the hello. My man.
All right, caller. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I want to hear the guys. I want the male caller that called that saying that she not giving enough love. And the man still checking his choices like it's an open buffet. Dear man, I need to hear y'all. 452-3046. My ladies,
call,
I like when you call in
call.
And you're giving your thing, definitely. But I want to hear what the guys
we
have to say.
We want
to
hear your take, guys.
Tell me what you'll have to say. 452-3046. 452-3046. And let me go through the... There is nothing for her to do. Why worry about a woman that is thousands of miles away? At this point, it's better woman win. Eh, a match. Okay. Good afternoon. You are tuned in to Let La.
That's a very good point.
RCI.
Hey.
What I want to say, with some of the letters, I wish you guys would actually have some of the writers put their age on the letter. Because the other thing is, I wonder sometimes if these people or the writers, if they don't have friends, before they actually write the letter to ask some girl, because for the girl to come and write such a letter, I have to write so many things about them. All that happens.
Oh, okay, caller, you breaking up. It sounds even maybe your area.
Oh, I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving.
Can
okay.
you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you now. We're hearing you now.
Yeah, if she have... What I want to ask the writer is if she don't have friends or somebody she could actually speak to.
On these things.
Because I don't understand all of that drama. When he met with his baby mama, he said he and her have nothing.
As you driving, the call keeps breaking up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me better now? Or?
Yes, I can. We can hear you, but after a time, it keeps dropping and coming back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'd have to hang up and let someone else probably get the last call.
Okay.
I was just wondering why the writer would actually want to have a child with a fella that he's still stuck on his baby mother.
Right.
And for her to ask to pay a ticket and bring that patrol behind her, and now she's stuck. Like, why y'all?
In other words, she took the red flags as a carnival.
I'll call back another time because it seems while I'm driving. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling, though. That's an excellent point, you know. But there are some people who are very particular about discussing their business with people and friends, and they even tell you, I don't have friends, many friends, right? So some people are picky like that. That I'm saying, maybe sometimes your own friends was warning you, and you don't want to hear what your friends have to say because the thing good, it good. There is, oh yeah, somebody read that already. 4523046, 4523046. Somebody says it's not the baby mama's fault. Why on earth is the guy answering the call from her if they have nothing going on? He wanted a free pass to the U.S. and he just got it. I think baby mama will be on her way to the U.S. soon.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to come to Korea. That's one of my regular listeners. He lives over in Korea. You want that drama following you all the way to halfway around the world? Leave that drama where it is, Mr. Korea. No. This one says, Team RCI.
Hey.
In that case, the writer just... Not very smart. Let's put it like that. In that case, the writer is not very smart. Like, she had too much Trump juice. You got confronted at the hospital with that type of story, and the man never denied, but he asked for an apology. So your position never changed from side chick. My lady, if all writers go speak to their friends, we ego have let laugh. Oh, that's for the last caller. I think people just talk to their friends. Some people are just stubborn. They don't listen, I guess. That's the way I see it. Jamakin, what you thinking of there?
It doesn't matter whatever you say to the writer.
Mm.
The lady wants her man, no? Because she had...
The man.
She had all those red flags, yet she ignored it. She wants our advice, but in her mind...
Oh, she was just providing content for Letla. Okay, thank you for the content for Letla. All right.
Once again.
4523046. 4523046. Men, I want to hear you like last week when we were there. Y'all were there bombarding the phone lines. What was the story again? Oh, my gosh. And they were for the guy. I can't remember what the story was. Let me see. They were for the guy. Today, I want to hear, where do you all stand with the guy? Because this guy who said come from go is a guy. So I want to know, which side of the fence are y'all on? Are y'all on the fence, not taking sides? 4523046. I really want to hear the guys. I really, really want to hear the guys. So, anything in the chat room we should... What Stephanie is saying there? Let me shout out Stephanie. again. Anything Jonathan is saying, I want to hear too, or the two of them too busy taking each other's heads there.
Maybe.
4523046. And I think what we should do is take, we know already we have to always pay the bills. A reminder that Letla is brought to you by Access and Fruitsy Seamoss.
And kids, Access is thrilled to announce stunning new arrivals exclusively for you at our Baywalk location. Discover the latest fashion trends, exclusive designs, and must-have accessories that will elevate your style. And here's the best part. While you explore the new arrivals, our Cashree's brand still has a jaw-dropping 50% off. Yes, you heard it right. 50% off at our Cashree's brand for ladies and kids. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Visit our Baywalk store today and indulge in the fashion paradise that is Access. Happy shopping!
And my girl, you know what they say about Fruitsissimos, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsissimos.
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsissimos.
Boy, that Simos makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsissimos? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsissimos is full of natural goodness your body needs. Simos is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Simos is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy Simos. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy Simos, you know what they say.
To Let La, you're tuned into RCI. Thank you so much. Iowa is out. Drama Queen in the building.
Hi.
Along with myself, Lady Kiki and DJ C4. DJ C4 is sorely missing his baka, Iowa. He'll be back next week, guys. Hopefully, yes, we'll be back next week. But in the meantime, we're down here holding the fort. Somebody says Drama Queen said it right. She didn't pay attention to the red flags. I tell you, she thought it was a red carnival. So she saw all the red flags, and she didn't turn thing. Should I give it a read again? In our last half hour, guys. 4523046, 4523046. And as we've been saying, we want, especially myself and Drama Queen, we want to hear what the guys have to say, especially that...
They're scared.
That lone caller. Let's go back to that lone male caller that called there. It's like, you know, and somebody was saying, somebody said that in there too, let may the best woman win.
It's a possibility it could work.
It's a woman match?
Well, I mean, sometimes in life, you know, you... Love take time to build, you know. Sometimes, the same way your love can disappear from somebody, you can actually build love with somebody. And that's, I guess, from what the person is saying, I guess that's what they're trying to say. Like, you know, I mean, you're probably asking the woman overseas to maybe do more. You know, at least, you know, show more love. Sometimes, you know, you never know.
So she's not sharing love.
Show more love.
What he wants again?
Guys, ticket and money is not love, you know, bro.
In fact, when he reached up there, when they gave him the ticket for his birthday,
it's not love.
He wanted to stay. First week, he wanted to stay.
At the end of the day, opportunity lost, it was never been regained. Like they always say, you know, the guy get opportunity to get better. So I guess
get better in what? In getting like, the green card?
Okay, wait. He hasn't gotten a green card yet. I mean, he's in the US, but he hasn't gotten a green card yet. Anything could happen.
That's what's going on. He's heading to.
But what I'm saying is that, okay, he probably didn't lie about the rocky relationship with his child mother.
Probably he didn't lie.
He got a chance to go to the US.
The man lied.
You know?
The man lied.
And
They took the opportunity.
According to somebody, he was waiting for the stitches to cure. they had just had a child, and you have to wait a little while before you can, you know.
So you're trying to say they had a rocky relationship with the child? You had a rocky relationship with the child mother? That what you're trying to say?
Well, that's what he said.
Well, okay. If that's what you say, still set the boundaries. The boundaries. You need to set it.
Then again, here you go. I mean, okay, let me just get to the point right now.
Demon lie.
You know? Okay, sometimes she probably has more feelings towards the guy. I'm talking about the woman that has the guy in the US. Mm-hmm. She has more feelings towards the guy. You know, she feel like she's in a relationship with the guy. You know, that's her man. But what I'm saying is that did she actually have that conversation with the guy? Did she actually have that guy to actually claim her as his woman?
I beg your pardon?
It actually said it. He said that they're not... Oh, no. Well, no. It said that we're not together. He didn't say that that's my woman.
Well, he never claimed her anyways.
Here we go.
And here she was... What are you saying? Here she was... So it's her fault?
Well, technically, yes. Technically, I don't think the guy has any problem. I mean, you want to do so much. What's wrong with you? Are you going to be dating a guy for 2 years... that hasn't claimed you and you're going to buy him a ticket?
That's not dating, that's relationship-wise.
That reached beyond...
Have they confirmed that?
That go beyond...
Has she had that conversation?
Maybe she just didn't put all that information in, but it could have been. Come on.
Well, based on the letter, I'm just saying,
get a woman pregnant, you don't have a... Come on.
So basically what you're saying, the man just have two birds?
Yeah, well...
Oh, you're trying to say... You're trying to say in smart that... The guy is good, like, it's right what he's doing.
Well, I'm not saying what he's doing is right, but I mean, if he has a friend that like him,
if you will not claim
to do more, to do for him, and he's on a rocky relationship with his girlfriend, where you think like he and his child mother are not ready, have nothing, maybe even.
So she's a rental for the green card, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not talking about green card. I mean, he has a friend who likes him, who's doing for him, so he's taking the opportunity.
A friend!
Come on. With baby on the way.
With baby on, well. And the friend, so nice of your friend, they now want to give you a baby. You have one already, but I will just give you a baby again. Well, we want to solidify and make sure the green card looks, you know, real.
Yes,
so let's just have a
yes,
child.
Yes, we find the writer kind of way off in certain things. But then who knows what the guy is saying to her?
To both sides.
Well, the reality of life is that saying one thing and acting out is totally different.
The men are good actors.
I'm saying she has enough common sense to know when somebody is really serious about her and, you know, is willing to actually... I mean, someone who's really willing to have a serious relationship if he wouldn't be answering a phone at 3 a.m. in the morning. Talking about a flat tire or how his baby mama is. Although we can't control what the baby mama says to the guy, but I mean, the guy could actually set his boundaries.
And the fact that he's really not setting the boundaries mean he hasn't really claimed her. Is that what you're saying?
Well, basically, yes.
4523046. Where the men to
so
back
what
up
would you advise the writer to do? Lead the relationship? Walk out?
Well, you should have that conversation with him. I'm not saying leave your person, but I mean... You prolong it, you see how your so-called relationship is going. If you get no changes, then...
Hey, what do you call it, the so-called relationship? Well, if you were in her shoes, Sifo.
Fight for my money, Hey, you're mad, man.
The man not bringing one to the table.
Man, but yes, the man not making no effort.
I just want to know what he bringing to the table.
Well, like I said, you know, you have a conversation with your guy. You tell him how you really feel, like, you know.
Yeah, she needs to do that.
You know, you don't like certain things like that. Call at 3 a.m. in the morning, unless it's not really an emergency. You know, then you give him a chance.
And I agree, because the way
if
this thing...
If it doesn't change, then...
Mm-hmm. The way this thing sounding, it's... But the part where she say, I have a conversation with them.
Them.
Keep them. Damn, I don't have no relationship.
You have
no business
nothing.
Talking to her.
Well, she's maybe being human. We just confirm, like, no talk to them.
No, but clearly it's not working. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling. Letla, you are on.
Yeah, thanks. Good afternoon.
It's a man.
Yeah, I would like to know, what is the question that the lady is asking?
She's asking for our thoughts on her situation with
what should she do?
The guy in the States, yeah.
She wants to know what should she do. She's pregnant and she have this guy.
Okay. I didn't get the gist of the letter, but based on what I got, I'll try and say something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's a wonderful thing whenever men are trying to take care of the kids.
Yes.
That should be honored. There is no problem with that. The lady in St. Lucia, I think she's jealous. That is why she would say, well, I am having sex with the guy twice a day or something like that, right?
Right, yeah, right.
So it's out of jealousy.
Yeah, out of spite, yeah.
It is because she thinks that she will lose him. She's telling the other woman that, so the other woman can drop him. So that tells me that the guy is not with the St. Lucian woman. He said that he respects her. He respects her because she is his child's mother. Okay. So as his child's mother, he gives her that certain level of respect. That is where that respect comes from. His USA woman asking him, don't you respect me? To him, it's like, but it's obvious. He didn't even have to answer that because it's obvious I respect you too. So that's why he didn't answer her. The fact that he's having a child with the American woman, the woman in the States, so to say, right? It means again that he loves her, and that is why he's saying that I am not coming back to St. Lucia. Right. And whether or not he gets the green card, right, it should be of no consequence to the St. Lucian woman. It should be of consequence to the American woman as well as his child because he's having a child with the American woman. And even if the American woman leaves him, the fact that he will have access to his child is commendable also because the American woman is having a child for him, right? So in a year's time, if that child in the city is sick, of course the father needs to be there. How else will he be there? So but for the green card. And you won't just get a green card just like that. You have to get married to a man anyway. Yeah. Which means, again, that he sees some potential in that American woman. That is why he's sticking around.
Or the green card.
Okay. You understand? Not necessarily for the green card. Because he's not stupid. He knows that the woman in solution say, I'm having sex with the guy. He knows that the solution man said, well, she's having sex with him to the other woman. So he knows that. So if it was true, he wouldn't stick around. But he knows it's not true.
Question caller, let me ask. There's the part where she is saying, and she dealt with the whole hospital situation, she forgave him because he came back asking for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He came back after she said what she said to us. He came back asking for forgiveness. She said she forgave him, and then they went up. Right? He decided to stay. But all now, while she's pregnant, this Lucian woman is calling him on the phone all hours in the night.
Yes.
Nothing to discuss about child.
Yeah, but he wouldn't know that. If at 3 o'clock in the morning you get a call, you are hoping that it's an emergency. So the sensible thing to do is to answer. He wouldn't expect that she would be calling him 3 o'clock in the morning to say, well, I have a flat tire.
It seems to be a pattern.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that's how it is, you know, unfortunately.
And then he stayed there encouraging the conversation, exactly, a whole long conversation.
It's just like the boy who cried wolf. The moment you don't answer, it may be something serious, and then they'll say, called you. You never know.
Okay, you answer the phone, you address whatever, but then you see the conversation is going into other people. She's actually saying she miss him and all kinds of things. And the lady, this woman is right there, the one that bring you to the U.S. right there. To me, as a woman, you probably showing me, you know, you're not even hiding to do your thing.
Well, look at it this way. The fact that the woman in the States can say that the woman in Lucia is saying that she misses him, it means that the guy is having a conversation next to her, which means that he's not going anywhere, which means that she's hearing everything that is being said, which means that the guy is not hiding anything.
So you don't consider that disrespect, calling 12, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning consistently?
Yeah, but that was not the issue. The issue is whether or not the Lucian woman was calling, whether or not it's authentic or not. So I am saying that the fact that the woman in the States is hearing everything that is being said, the guy is not hiding anything, it simply says that the guy does not know what the woman is calling for about 3 o'clock in the morning. So he's answering the phone. So when he answers the phone and the woman says whatever she's saying, she said, "What? The guy has no control over that."
He has no control. He cannot tell her, "Listen, I'm here with my woman. We have to end that conversation."
How do you know that he did not say that?
She's saying that he doesn't do it. There's boundaries. She's actually spoken.
She actually said,
"I have spoken to them about," and she says them as in including the woman. And the woman says, "Well, he was my man first." That's what she said.
Well, that's jealousy. The woman in solution, she's jealous.
That's my man first, and I'm not letting go, and I was there first. But what I'm saying is, as the man, you have to defend and step in and set a boundary and say, "Hey, you cannot
tell my woman that. He's wrong there. So the St. Lucian woman, he's wrong there. So the American woman, what should she do? She should leave the man because of that. The child she's carrying, she should let the child lose the father because of that. Should she? If you were the woman in the States, would you turn your back on that guy?
Yes, I would. I wouldn't do it immediately. I would like to have a conversation with you and not you and your baby mama in a triangle. And I'm telling you, I don't like that. And that's what she's saying. I do not like this situation. You can talk for the sake of, your child or whatever it is, but you're calling all hours in the night. You're saying you're missing him, everything. Apart from your child, that's the conversations that you're having?
Well, I guess she has some help with the suggestion that you have just given her. So I guess she can take that from you. Okay, thank you,
caller. See, well, stop smiling there. Stop smiling there. The guy is playing both ladies, and women need to understand their worth. Looking at the situation, the guy is looking out for himself and no one else. The guy is bluntly disrespectful. Yeah.
I second the motion.
But you heard what he said here, that he's saying that the fact that you have he having a child with you means he loves you?
Come on.
I agree with him on what he's saying about, you know, the woman in St. Lucia is jealous, clearly. Yeah. She's trying to be spiteful and doing all kinds of things. But it is the man. The man is the one who has to take control in this situation. And if you, as my man, cannot take stand and cannot put this lady in her place.
I don't belong here.
What am I doing here? Because already I keep looking at the table and it's empty. What are you putting on the table? What are you putting on the table except This one says a rocky relationship doesn't mean a breakup. The writer was too gullible to establish a relationship that wasn't claimed or established. That's what Sifo apparently is saying.
No, I'm lacking problem la.
Then to smother the man so much with the baby mama looming in the background. Love is about reciprocating. I'm going to use that word. And communication. She rushing things. He became an opportunist.
What?
Yeah. Can we look at it at the other side? Let me be a devil's advocate.
We have a WhatsApp call.
Let me see if we can take this WhatsApp call here. Hello?
Turn up the line.
Right.
The one to the end.
This one?
Yeah. The metal thingy.
Hello.
It's a guy. Hi.
Yeah, it's my first time calling. Hey. I've been listening for a while.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, TBRCI.
Hey. Talk to us, caller.
All right, now, I've been listening to the letter there for this afternoon. I know you're asking for a fella to call. I say,
thank you.
Let me give her a little call. Now, I must say, you see, one thing I really pick up on that is, the man with his woman, or alleged woman, in the States, and he's had a child murder there.
Alleged.
But, you know, what that kind of gets me is, so if it happens that, let's say, a woman have two fellas, two baby daddies, and the same thing happened, to me, people kind of praising that, you know. But if it happened to a fella, it's like, hey, like something wrong with that. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about what's there. We're talking about don't change anything there.
Yeah.
We're talking about what's in there today, caller. Caller, stop it.
But drama queen, but it's true. That is how I look at it.
But my new caller is the man of the problem. The woman never claimed the relationship, but he's the man of the problem.
Exactly.
You get it?
So in your estimation, caller, the man did not claim the relationship. Is she that was too fast?
Yeah, basically.
So basically, he trip on her and she get herself pregnant.
Well, you know, sometimes things happen, you know, because look at the situation where the millionaire leave his used thing there and, you know, the woman get pregnant for the man and the man have to pay how much in child support. But that's another story.
Yeah.
Okay, but you realize that, you know, this woman sound like she can do for herself. She was willing to, as soon as she could pay for her ticket to bring the phone for the man.
Yeah, of course. So I'm not saying that the woman cannot take care of her own. The woman can do it. Honestly, the woman can do it.
Right.
The whole thing about it is, look, if the woman came to you at the hospital, she didn't come with her cousins or uncle or auntie, nothing. She come and tell you, hey, me and this man having sex more than twice for the day, the week, whatever it may be. You getting your red flags right there. Mm-hmm. Yes, the man come and apologize. Now, you as a big woman have to be like, okay, she come and tell me that man doing this. You know what? I can take care of myself. I can take care of my child by myself. Let that man stay with the woman.
She wasn't pregnant just then. She wasn't pregnant. But I get the feeling she wasn't pregnant yet.
Okay. Yeah, but if she wasn't pregnant at the time, you get what I'm saying. She can do for herself. She can do better.
So what you're saying at that point is when she should have just back off from that situation.
Yeah, of course. Of course. My advice to that woman, from the time you start getting the red flags, just go on your business. Because at the end of the day, as a woman, independent, taking care of yourself, you can buy your ticket coming back and forth. You really don't need that man. You can get a better man out there.
So let me ask the situation now, because there's another child involved. Right? The Lucian woman wants to be calling all hours in the night. The man taking the call. Right? There's a child involved now. Taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The man apparently clearly doesn't seem to be putting the woman in a place. And the woman even telling the new woman in the U.S., that was my man first. You can't do nothing about it.
Sapanom. Maniku. But sapanom. Mm-mm.
You see? So he's a manigu.
Your child murder from St. Lucia calling you all weird hours of the night. You cannot tell her, look, you cannot do this.
Exactly.
I have moved on with my life. Okay? The only bond we have is the child. As long as I'm taking care of the child, doing what I have to do, even if I'm not physically in St. Lucia, once you get money, pampers, you get in barrels to take care of the child, that's all you have to worry about.
Nice! Hey, look at you. You have sound effects too, man. So let me ask you another caller question, because I've been playing devil advocate for this one. We brought that up and we said, what if Monsieur trying and get his green card? Because now he has this lady who is in the U.S. Clearly, she being pregnant, the child is now going to be American. All right? Possibly get married. That's his plan for getting his green card. Possibly leave her and bring up the other baby mama. You think that's possible? The way he acted.
Hey, Jamaicans have been doing it for years. Why we say Lucians can't do it too?
Somebody said that's a Jamaican move. You think that's what's going to happen there? Because he's not putting her in her place. He's not telling her anything. She can tell the woman what she wants. Talk to me, caller.
Her promise is a comfort to a fool. Straight up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, if the man, so she getting him his green card, if he gets his green card, he can apply for his child, he can apply for his woman, everybody come up, we all live happily ever after, you know, the villain have to get it.
That's an atoki situation, boy! Oh my gosh.
So, but anyway, let me give another caller some time, because I know you're on limited time, but as a first-time caller, thank you for calling,
and feel free to call again.
Yeah, of course, calling from Musso's Place in Marisol, where you can get the best fried fish, 1,000 books. Wow. Don't forget where to get it. Every Wednesday and Friday.
Where you going from?
Mosu's in Marisol.
I like that fresh day. Okay, all right. Thank you. Big up yourselves.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, there we have it, guys. Final words, because we are on that time, guys.
The time is here.
Let me. I think I have one more. My people bit is a hanger. Mid air ready for no serious relationship with none of them ladies. Now the man got a way to go to the States. He took it.
Pretty much.
Well, hey, are we taking that call?
Yes, no, we should. No.
I think let's take that call. Let's take that last call. Hey. Good afternoon, caller. Welcome to Letla. Hey, it's a guy again.
You know, let's say it's smart boy, because again. Yeah, but I just want to declare to you all, it cannot be about green card. All right?
That's the same guy?
The same guy.
Which one? The first time guy?
One. I think the first one, yeah, I think.
The first time. Oh, we procurement. Yes, talk to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it cannot be about the green card. It cannot be about the green card?
Okay.
Because, It clearly shows that the man is interested in the lady you have now, all right? Just like I indicated to you all, we more logical thinkers than females, all right? You all make decisions based on your emotions. Why we fellas, we check out, we play our cards, yo. Trying to make sure the madam you go choose again, like I told you. Is it right, madam? Now, with the child mother call at all hours, again, if he's a good person, and just like all callers saying, the mother must be realized she's losing something. So she wanna keep it still, yeah? But it still doesn't mean that he will bring her up to the States because she keeps in touch with him and calling at the way hours of the night. We're not so. We're not, like I said, we're not emotional people, not because I want to be calling, nah, it's what she's doing. Now, if the madam is currently there, playing her role. That's what people have to always do. You have to play your role, you know, instead of studying what the person did on the outside. Do what you can do for the person, your man, because that's what we need, somebody to support us and make us feel angry. And again, like I said, probably that was the child mother play. She probably know that, so she calls still and keep in touch still and playing all them kind of things, because she know what the man can do. So the person in the States, you know, well, it's not about no green card if she thinks it's about the man wants to stay for family. I think if it was about that, the man could make his own way. Because she didn't speak to him.
You think they can make his own way? Okay.
Yeah, but she didn't speak to him as he's a bum, like he's somebody that's reliable. You know, because the woman doesn't fight for trash, eh? You know that, eh? Obviously, the man of value, the man of speed, eh?
You say women doesn't settle for trash?
You don't fight for trash. No, you don't fight for trash. I think you don't fight over a man that they have no value. You'll know what I'm saying? Woman, you know, again, you know? I think, he, you know, he has a good value. So that's why she, you know? Still there.
Do you think it's still about the man and not a fight between women? Is it still about the man? I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Well, I think
it's a competition.
With the child mother, again, I think that one is she trying to be spiteful and trying to be like trying to show the girl she's still in charge.
But that's what about this new one, the new lady? You don't think that this has become not about the guy and he see what going on and the two of them fighting for them and whatever best he can get from that, he's taking
in? I think if it was only the new lady, I think she has more genuine intentions, man. Based on she, if she spent her ticket money, yeah, because, you know, sometimes she has spent her money and the money she has made the way. But if she spent her money and she actually made way for him to come up there, I think she has genuine intentions. She wants to start a family. But then again, like I tell you, the man would, as fellas, you know, we don't wanna just make a decision over 2 years, guys, of getting something. When you 2 years of something, let go of it. No, you have to prove yourself a little more than that. Because we have to prove ourselves a lot in 1 week, just buy things, go, kind of thing. So in 2 years of you being there and buying
so
one
you
ticket.
So you're saying that she's still, after all doing that, she still hasn't proved herself?
Yeah, well, that's what I see there.
Okay.
All right. After all that, he genuinely cares for the one he has now. The child mother is fronting, he's just for a gust of jealousy. All right, I think she did because, again, females, you're like, you know, whenever a man must move on, because you don't think he might be there forever, you're like, still, you know, emotionally attached, you're like, do some madness. But then, if she, like, again, don't study the girl on the outside, because I didn't even, like, I think a caller was saying, if he's probably taking calls in front of you, you get to see the conversations they're having. Obviously, the man not hiding nothing, eh? So hey. Just you have to play your role. It's your play role of the woman and don't study what the other woman doing and crump your own bread.
So you think she's doing that deliberately to get to her?
Yeah, all I could be, the chairman's doing deliberately, but the woman in charge, let's play a role. That's what she have to do. That's my advice for her. Play a role. And believe me, the man will be as well.
So play a role. Ignore when the call is coming. Don't say nothing.
When the call
comes
in the morning, you know, some girls in this psycho, this blow that, yo. You know how it is already.
Hey.
Yo, no, this is blow that. No shit.
So that's not being, that's not accepting disrespect, in your opinion.
You understand? So I know that. You know, thing I was saying, hold it down.
Hey.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller. Yeah, we're doing final words. Final words, guys.
Okay, caller, my last advice to you, have a conversation with him. Let him know what you all stand, what you stand for. Let him know what you're expecting in the relation. Well, in the so-called relationship.
Situationship.
Yes, let him know what you want, what you're looking forward to. And stuff, and see if no changes with the child mother consent caller. I guess send him back. Saint Lucia is gonna welcome him.
And his Lucian woman too.
Of course. See his family.
C4, your final words on this one.
Well, I already stated what it has to be done. She needs to have a conversation with a guy.
And in your opinion, there was no relationship established.
Well, she feels some type of way about the guy. Is the guy feeling the same way about her?
Okay.
She needs to find out that.
My final words. I think this is a cat fight. That's my opinion. This has become a cat fight from the time the whole thing about the cousins and everything. It now became who is the better woman and who can get this guy. And we lost sight of the guy, even realizing that the table is empty. It became about personalities for me. That's the way I see it. And it's still going on. Miss Lady in Miss USA, did you coax and use the fact that he can come up, work for Visa and so on to better out the other woman? That's my question. When you saw what was going on and the possibility of him going back, the very fact that she had the audacity to tell you you're having sex twice a day, were you now being revengeful back in return? And now you're fighting back because let me say that I'm going to show you that I have more money. I have this. I have that. I can give him a visa. I can this. I can that. Did it become about that? I'm just saying. Because it's not making sense to me. All these red flags were ignored. Was it ignored or you just ignored why? You ignored it. Is it a case that you ignored it? Because you really wanted to get back at that. How dare she bring her cousins for me? How dare you? Let me show you. You have cousins. You have grandchurch. I have more grandchurch than you. I can give him a visa. I can give him a green card. I can give him opportunity. What can you give him? I'm giving it to him. It became a cat fight for me. That's where I stand on that, my dear listeners.
Okay.
Well, y'all don't have to agree. Y'all don't have to agree. I'm forgetting the guy because the troller just said there a while ago, women doesn't fight church. Let me tell you something. We women need to check ourselves. Check yourselves. Okay? And I'm not saying a woman cannot have more and then try and help out a guy to better himself and so on. But look and see. He will tell you without saying it with words. Okay? Y'all lost sight of what this was about and y'all started fighting between the two of y'all. And it's still a fight between the two of y'all. I'm sad that children are getting involved in that. Anyway, guys.
This has been
Letla. I want to say thank you again to my friend Drama Queen for dropping by. We appreciated it. Man, I want, if you're listening, you have a new host. I think it's you that will be the co. You'll end up being a co-host. I see that already.
For his own show.
You never know. Just bring him the phone, guys. Just bring the phone. This has been Letla, and we want to remind you that. Just a second. I'm having a little technical issue there. Right, sorry. This has been Letla. A reminder, Letla has been brought to you by Access and Fruitsy Seamoss.